A legendary star of stage, screen, and most important, television is dead.
America's number one television star, who gets his nose into everybody's act, your Cyrano de Bergerac, Milton Berle!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You and I go to the same plastic surgeon.
Milton Berle, Mr. Television, the comedian whose early TV show was so popular on Tuesday nights that shopkeepers would put signs in the window that said, "Closed to watch Milton Berle," died today in Los Angeles. He was 93 years old. There's a good chance that the television would have remained just a piece of talking furniture had it not been for Milton Berle. It is said he would do anything for a laugh. "Good evening, ladies and germs," was his signature line, and outlandish, usually women's, costumes were his trademark. We reached comedian Buddy Hackett by phone from the Friars Club in Los Angeles to remember his friend, Milton Berle.
He was a nice man. I'm proud to say I was his friend. I'm glad to say that he had a warm place in his house when I was a single guy out here, and I would come there, and he was married to a woman named Ruth at that time. And Ruth, I had deepest respect for, because when that script came up for Mad World, and I said, "No, I don't want to do it. It sounds like a small part." And she's the one who said to me, "Don't be silly, do it."
What was it like to work with Milton Berle on the movie Mad World? Was he somebody that stole the spotlight or would shine it on you?
No. No, Milton took the spotlight, and everybody knew he was going to do it, and nobody minded, because it was all part of the fun. And I will tell you now that of all the people on that picture, Mickey Rooney was the biggest talent I'd ever met. But as far as who knows more about television, Milton Berle.
Do you think it's something that he studied or is something that he just had an instinct for?
I'm going to tell you something that you may or may not understand. He had no life such as I have or you might have. When we finish this talk, you may go home to a dinner or a husband or children or whatever. And I'll go to my house to a wife and friends and whatever. Milton, show business. All that he cared about, the performance, the theater, the TV station, the studio, the radio, he just lived it. That was his life. So,
did he ever steal any of your jokes?
No. No one would steal my jokes because I was kind of blue. I'll tell you a wonderful story. It was a Sunday night in Leon and Eddie's nightclub on 52nd Street. And there was a guy named Jack Zero who was a writer, and he was a funny little man with a bald head, with a scar on it. And Milton is the host that night, 1949, and he's the host of the night. And Milton walking around and walked up to Jack Zero and put the mic in his face and said, "Say something funny." He thought Jack would fold, and Jack said, "If I do, can I keep it?" Doesn't that go with what your question was?
That is it. That is it. He once said he described a comedian as being so funny that he dropped his pencil.
He might have said it, but you know what? He contributed more than he ever took. There's no doubt about it.
Buddy Hackett, thank you so much.
God bless you, dear.
Comedian Buddy Hackett joining us by phone from the Friars Club in Los Angeles. He was remembering his friend, Milton Berle, who died today in Los Angeles at the age of 93.